Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. In our previous shir, the Gemara had asked a stira. Our Mishnah taught us that we're not allowed to leave an animal alone with Ovdei Kochavim, because as we discussed in our previous shir, the concern is that the Nachri may have relations with that animal. And then we learned in yesterday in a brisa that we're allowed to buy an animal from a nachri as a carbon, even though the halacha is that an animal that was sodomized may not be used for carbon. We don't need to be concerned that that's what happened here. So the Gemara quotes now Ravina to answer how do we reconcile this stira. Says the Gemara, Ravina amaloi kasha. The way to reconcile the Mishnah and the brisa, ha. The Mishnah is speaking about a case, l'chatchila. L'chatchila, one is not allowed to leave an animal with a nachri because we're concerned that the nachri may sodomize it. Ha, here Bryce is speaking about the Yevid, where the animal was left with a nachri, we could use it for a carbon. But many Rishonim make a very important observation. Typically, the definition of l'chatchila and b'diyevet throughout Shas means that l'chatchila means just the way you're supposed to do it l'chatchila, and b'diyevet means that if you did it this way, it's also going to be acceptable. Here, the definition of l'chatchila and is different. L'chatchila and b'diyevet is very, very different. L'chatchila, as we just said, means that we should not l'chatchila leave an animal with a nachri. Ha-di-evid, the definition of di-evid doesn't mean that if I bought an animal, I'm allowed to use it for a carbon. Because that isn't di-evid. Di-evid means that if I use it for a carbon, it will be acceptable. And that's not how we are defining di-evid here. So therefore, here the definition of di-evid is that if an animal was left with a nachri, the halacha allows us to use that animal, l'chatchila. Not that it's a b'dievet to use that animal, but rather, l'chatchila, one may use that animal as a carbon. And the reason is, explains the Ritva and the Rajba, so they both explain it this way, is because it has a chazaka, the animal has a chazaka that it's fine, that nothing wrong was done with it. And we can rely on that chazaka, l'chatchila, to use use that animal l'chatchila. Says the Gemara, not Tamra. And from where do we see such a precedent? The Shani ben l'chatchila ben the Eved, that you should not do something like this. But once it was done, it's acceptable. The Tanan, the Mishnah said, l'tishyachid isha mehem, a woman should not be left alone with the nachri, neshechshudim al harayis, because we need to be concerned what they may do with the woman at that time. Rimini asked the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Ksubis, Yisha Shenech B'sha, if a woman was taken in captivity by the Nachrim, Yisha Shenech B'sha B'yarev T'Kechavim, if a woman was taken in captivity by the Nachrim, Ayidei Mammon, if the reason she was taken in captivity was Ayidei Mammon, a different Pshatim, what ain't Ayidei Mammon. One pshat Ayidei Mammon is that she owes them money. Another pshat is Ayidei Mammon is that her husband owes them money. In those cases, the Materis Labala, she's allowed to go back to her husband. And we need not be concerned that she had an improper relation with the Nachri. If, however, Ayidei Nefashis, that they want to kill her, then asur labala. And the posh pshat of the Gemara, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, is that we're talking here about an Eishes Yisrael, the wife of Yisrael. And as the halacha tells us, when we speak about a wife of Yisrael, if she had relations, if another man had relations with her, ba'onis, against her will, then the halacha is that woman is mutter to go back to her husband. If she had relations willingly, So then she becomes a Surah Labal. She becomes Asa to her husband. She becomes Asa to her husband. We're learning now that the Pshat is that if it was Aidei Mammon, so there the Nachrim are not going to do anything with her because they're most concerned to get back their money. And if they're going to abuse this woman, Rachman Litzlan, they're not going to get their money. That's really what they're looking for. However, when it's a situation of Aidei Nefashis, so this woman is most desperate to be saved. And therefore, since she's so desperate to be get out of there, she may willingly agree to have relations with this Nachri, and therefore, in such a case, to maybe help her get out, and therefore she's also Labal. That's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. There are other Rishonim that learn the Gemara. It's speaking about a Kohen. And the Halacha by Eishes Kohen is that if she had relations with another man, even if that happened against her will, she's also to her husband. And in those circumstances, we now need to know if Aidei Mammon, we don't have to even be concerned by Neshes Kohen, and by Aidei Nefashis, we do have to be concerned. But then those that say that no, by Aishas Kohen, she would always be also to her husband, because even if it was done against her will, she's Osir. But again, we're going to learn to talk about Eishes Yisrael. And Eish Shnuk Mishaviyadad of Chavim, Aidei Mammon Mutaris Labala, Aidei Nefashis Asura Labala. So we see Akasha. Our Mishnah said that we're not allowed to be, a woman is not allowed to be alone with a Nachri. And here we see that if she wasn't alone with a Nachri, she's still Mutar Labala. How must we explain? El Deshanilon, that Allah differentiates between l'chatchila l'diyavid. That means l'chatchila, the woman should not be alone with a Nachri. But the Yavid, if she was alone with a Nachri, she's still mutter to her husband. Says the Mamamai, who tells you to learn Pshat in that brisa, that way? And therefore would be supportive of the terrors that Ravina started our shiur today, that differentiates between l'chatchila and the Yavid. Del ma'loilam l'chafila the Yavid. Namuloi, that even the Evid, she would not be allowed to be with her husband. Vachayinatama, here the reason that she's allowed to go back to her husband is because even though normally she's not allowed to be alone with a Nachri, here there's a new consideration as we explained. The Mishyari Mishum have some money. The Nachri is concerned about have some money, and he knows that if he's going to have relations with that woman, he may end up losing his money, and therefore the halacha is that she's allowed to be alone with her husband. So, says the Gemara, Teda, and I bring a proof. The Tani is safe, Aidei Nefashis, when it's Aidei Nefashis, Asur Labala. Now points out the Gemara, if Ravina is correct, that B'dievid, if it happened, we're not concerned. She has, as I said, the Rajba, the Ritva, she has a Cheskes Heter. And because she has a Cheskes Heter, we allow it to go back to the husband, why would be the halacha d'al yedei nefashis asur labala? So it's a proof that has nothing, that whole brisa has nothing to do with what Ravina says about l'chatchila and b'dieved, v'su lo midi. It's interesting, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, that even though the Gemara has now said that brisa is not supportive of what Ravina said, it doesn't mean that Ravina's halacha is incorrect. Rather, the way to understand is that brisa cannot be a raya to what Ravina says, but not that the halacha is not like Ravina. Also, Tosfos points out that a woman who was kidnapped by them, there is a difference between a woman who, like in our Mishnah, is just going to be with them. Once the woman has been taken by them, so everything changes dramatically because the halacha is different when they're in control, whereas the case of our Mishnah is a woman who just went to be with them may be different. There's also interesting machloikis hapoiskim, if the case where a woman, Rachman Litzlan, is in their hands and she believes by agreeing to have relations with her, with the Nachri, she will not be killed. Is she allowed to do so or not? The Shvus Yaakov says she may, and he uses very sharp words. He says, Zui mitzvah gedayla. It's actually an important mitzvah because she's saving herself. Noi de Behuda says that just like we learned Amos Rappim, Avodazar v'gila rayas, we're not allowed to use Avodazar v'gila rayas for sake of refuah, even in a place of Bikuach Nefesh. This is in the same category, and one would not be allowed to have, she would not be ever allowed to have relations with them, even if it's a matter of life or death. The Pnei Yeshua makes an interesting observation. He says, if we look into Rashi in explaining our Gemara, so Rashi gives two reasons why Nech B'Shai Dei Momin, she is not, we don't have to be concerned that they had relations. One is, the Nochri is concerned that if he'll do it, he'll lose the money that he's anxious to get. And in a case where they only took it to get the money that they believe that they deserve, they treat her with more respect. So Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi says that these two, the way to understand the Rashi is that these two reasons complement each other. Because if we didn't have the concern that the Nochri doesn't want to lose his money, then the fact that she's not Mufkeres Beinayim doesn't mean enough that they wouldn't do something. On the other hand, even if she's not Mufkeres Beinayim, the Gemara has said many times that the Nochrim have a very strong Yetzahara. And because the Nochrim have such a strong Yetzahara, even though this woman is not Mufkeres Beinayim, and it's a woman who under normal circumstances would not have relations, because of the circumstances, they may not be able to control themselves. And because they may not be able to control themselves, that's why we have to be concerned that even by Mammon, they're going to have relations with her. Only because we have a combination of these two concerns is the halacha that if she was taken because of Mammon, we could be lenient. So now, the Paiskim discuss, what is the halacha? Our Gemara just taught us that the halacha is that when a woman was kidnapped because of nefashos, we have to be concerned that the Nochrim don't hold back from doing what they want to do, and the woman maybe would do what she'd want to do. And the question that the Paiskim discuss, the Michas Yitzchak discusses this, and Chelik Aleph Simon Samach Vav, women who Rahman Tzlan were in the concentration camps. And that certainly is a case of nefashos. And since it's a case of nefashos, why, if a woman was married and she survived the concentration camps and her husband also is alive, and now after the war they wanted to go back to each other, if it was Alidei nefashos, the way we explained the Gemara, even by Yisrael, there's a concern that that she should not be allowed to go back to her husband because she willingly had relations with the Nochrim. And the question he discusses, can that woman go back to her husband? And his answer is that yes. And his explanation is because it was illegal, very illegal, for the German soldiers to have relations with Jews. And not only was it illegal, but their attitude to Jews was such a horrible attitude, and they didn't want to have any connection with Jews. So therefore the halacha is, he says, that one could be lenient and allow that woman to go back to her husband. And the Satmar Rebbe in the Shas HaTshuvos Divrei Hayoyel, Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Yud Ches, has a very similar shaila. His shaila he discusses there is where this woman was never married. She was never married, but a kohen may not marry a woman who had relations already. So the question is, could a kohen marry such a woman? And the basis of the question is very, very different, because when we speak about that situation, it's not where we're looking to allow a husband and wife to go back to each other. It's a question of this woman, whom is she allowed to marry? And maybe there's room to say that she should not marry a kohen. But the Satmar Rebbe, that Shuva, uses the same line of reasoning as the Mechitz Yitzchak. Since the Germans had such a horrible attitude towards the Jews, and since it was illegal for them to have relations with the Jews, and there were so many soldiers there watching, so if there was a soldier that would have wanted to do it, the other soldiers would have reported him, therefore there's room for leniency. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Das goes back to the beginning of the shir. We began our shir today trying to address the stira, where our Mishnah says that we're not allowed to have an animal left with a nachri, because we're concerned that the nachri may have relations with that animal. Yet we learned that even though an animal that did experience that may not be used as a carbon, the halacha is we're allowed to buy an animal, the Braisa says, from a nachri, from a carbon. How do we reconcile this? Rabbi Das Amar Loi Kasha. Because our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is the opinion that it's choshish, is concerned that the nachri will have this relation with the animal. For Ha Rabbanan, the Braisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Tanan, the Mishnah Mesech the Paro, regarding Paro's Chattis, which speaks about the Paro Aduma. Rabbi Lezer Omer, and in Nichus Manav Kachavim, we're not allowed to buy such a Paro from a Nachri. The Chum Matirim, the Chum say we may, suggest the Gemara, my laugh, what is the basis of the Machalikus? The Bahakim of Fagi. Rabbi Lezer, Sava Cheshin Leravia, Rabbi Lezer's concern is that the animal was sodomized, and since the animal was sodomized, it may not be used for a Paro Aduma. And that's consistent with what we learned in the Mishnah. Whereas the opinion of the Rabbanon is that Loi Chashin L'Revia, we need not be concerned for that. And since we need not be concerned for that, therefore, the halacha is that we could buy the animal as a carbon and we could leave the animal with the Nachrim. All these concerns don't take place. So the Rishonim all point out that even though the halacha, that an animal that was nirva, an animal that was sodomized, may not be used as a din in carbon, the paraduma is not really a carbon. The paraduma was not put on the mizbeach. Yet we're going to learn, Mitzvah Shem and Amud Beis, that still the paraduma, in certain regards, has the status of a carbon. And therefore, since it has the status of a carbon, we cannot use a nirva for paraduma. But there's another question. We discussed in our previous shir that even though Nachrim have this tendency of doing this type of an act with their animal, with their own animal, they won't do it because they don't want that the animal should become sterile. So if that's the case, why isn't that the reason we're allowed to buy a paraduma from a Nachri? Because the Nachri wouldn't have done it because he doesn't want to ruin his animal. To which Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says that a Nachri under normal circumstances will not do this with his animal because he doesn't want to sterilize his animal, but there's another point to be made. And that is, when do we take that point? When do we take that consideration? We're talking about a regular animal. By regular animal, which we buy from a Nachri, we don't have to be concerned that it was sodomized because the Nachri wants to preserve it. But here we're talking about an animal that we're going to use for paraduma, says Tosfos. And an animal that we're going to use for paraduma, we want to have a much higher standard. And therefore, even though it's unlikely that the Nachri would have done it, we still have to be concerned. But then, the Ravid and Tosfos Rid, because of this question, actually say that is the opinion of the Rabbi Das, that this point that the Gemara tried to make, this concept that the Gemara wanted to introduce, that a Nachri won't sodomize his own animal because he's worried not to ruin it, Rabbi Das disagrees. And Rabbi Das holds that since the Yetzahara of the Nachrim is so great, he won't take into consideration any financial loss. He'll just do what his Yetzah drives him to do. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, what makes you say that the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonin is chashin and l'reviyah or not? Dilma, maybe ask the Gemara to call Amar Loi chashin l'reviyah. That's never concerned. V'hachop, the reason by paraduma that Rebbe Elazar does not allow us to buy the paraduma from a nachrin. Hacha ayin atam Rebbe Elazar for a different point altogether. Rebbe Yehuda amar Rav, damar Rebbe Yehuda Rav, hiniach aleihem, if one put on top of the paraduma uda shel sakin, a batch pile of empty bags, tosla. Even though the Torah says, when it speaks about the paraduma, and the Torah Duma says, regarding the paraduma, ashlei ol aleh ol, that as soon as anything was put on this animal becomes disqualified. Where the egla rufa, the Torah says, ashlei mashcha ba'ol, that there the standard is a different standard. Acha timshcha ba, until it's actually worked with something on its back. So here, the concern is when somebody buys an animal from a nachri, do we have to be concerned that there was something on the back of this animal once that would have disqualified it? Ma'asav v'chashinin, Rebbe Elazar holds, we have to be concerned and that's why we may not buy this animal. Ma'asav v'loy chashinin, we don't have to be choshish that the nachri did that. But for Revia, everybody will agree when we speak about Revia that there everybody will agree that we're not concerned. Says the Gemara Leif Salkadatach. It doesn't make sense to explain the Machlokes that way. Because Mishamnicha Purta, let's think about it. A paraduma, as we know and we're going to learn, is a very valuable commodity. So just to put on a few empty bags, will you ruin that commodity? Lemafsa Tuva. Nobody, he won't take that into concern. He won't do that. And that's why Rebbe Elazar says, that's why it doesn't make sense to say that Rebbe Elazar is concerned that maybe the Nachri did it. So says the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning, so Hachanami Lema, why don't we say regarding the Revia, Mishum Hanah Porta, because he's going to have this, he's going to do this, Lemafsa Tuva, answers the Gemara, when it comes to Revia, as we mentioned a moment ago, there's another point, Yitzra Taifei. His Yitzhahara is pushing him, and he loses his mind, and he doesn't consider what he's going to lose by doing this Aveira. Says the Gemara. V'dilma, continues the Gemara. V'dilma d'kohama lechashin l'Revia. Everybody will agree that we don't have to be worried that that's what the Nachri did. V'hocha ha'netama, the Rebbe Elazar. So why does the Rebbe Elazar not allow us to buy the paraduma from the Nachri? Says the Gemara. Kriktani Shela, the Tani Shela, my time with Rebbe Elazar. The Pasuk says, by the Paraduma, Dabba B'nai Yisrael, V'yichu Alecha Paraduma, B'nai Yisrael, from here we learn, B'nai Yisrael Yichu, we only may buy it from a Yisrael, V'enekham Yichu, we're not allowed to buy it from a Nachri. Says the Gemara, Loisal Kedatach, it doesn't make sense to explain Rebbe Elazar that way. The Tani Sefer, because we look in the end of that Mishnah that we began with in Masech the Parah, the Kenar Rebbe Elazar paisa b'kala kabaras kulon. You may, if you said any carbon that you buy from a nachri is incorrect, disqualified, says the Gemara, isakadatich. And if we're going to say that the explanation of Rebbe Elazar's opinion is kediktani shela, says Rabbi Shlomo para by the paraduma diksiba, as we just said, the yichu aleh, and we learn from there that the Torah is teaching us a new din. That the para aduma may only be purchased from a Jew, because the Torah says that. El kul kabanis, says the Gemara, by all other kabanis, kichik sabu, the Torah doesn't say that. So why would Rebbe, if the reason for Rebbe Elazar not allowing us to buy the para aduma from a nachri is because Rebbe Elazar says there's a special din in the Torah that you're not allowed to buy a para aduma from a nachri, so that's only by stated by paraduma. It's not stated by all other kabbanis. The fact that the Gemara only, the fact that Rebbe Elazar extends the stint to all other animals is clearly not because of that. Says the Gemara, V'dumma, maybe, at kalai pliga le'bana le'b Rebbe Elazar, when, says the Gemara goes back, there are pedos at the beginning of this piece of Gemara says that this question, if we're concerned if the Nachri will do Revia or not, is based on the question, Rebbe Elazar is Choshish for it and Rabbanan are not. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Atkan Le'pligale, Rabbanan Rebbe Elazar, El B'par D'Namar Yukarim. The Paraduma, as we said, is a very expensive, valuable commodity, and no Nachri wants to ruin that expense, that valuable commodity, by doing such a horrible sin. Abba shakabonis, which aren't as valuable, maybe moidimlei, they will agree that the animal should not be bought from a nochri, because there the nochri doesn't have that much to lose. And since the nochri doesn't have that much to lose, we have to be concerned for revia. Ask the Gemara, Elohad Tanya, if that would be correct. And the Rabbanan are choshish for revia. And the only time that they're not is by paraduma. Says the Gemara, Elohad Tanya, the Brisa says, Lechman behem l'karbon. We're allowed to buy an animal for a carbon. If we're now saying that even the Rabbanan agree that by a regular animal, not a paraduma, we're choshish for revia, so now Mani, who will this Brisa represent? Lo Rabbi Lezer v'lo Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer is always choshish for revia. And now we're saying that even the Rabbanan are choshish for revia if it's not a paraduma. So how could the Brisa tell us that we could buy an animal for a carbon from the Nochri? Void. And furthermore, says the Gemara Tana Behedja, the Brisa says, Ma asivu lechavroi Rabbi Lezer. How did the Rabbanan address Rabbi Lezer? The Pasuk says, called saying, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, where the Pasuk speaks about the world of Mashiach. The Pasuk says, called saying, Kaida Yikapzaloch, Yalu Mizbechi. The animals of Yishmael we will gather together and bring them for a carbon. Now, the Rabbanan used this as a question to Rabbi Lezer. They're saying to him, you're choshish for revia. If we're choshish for revia, how will we be able to use all of these animals that belong to the Nachrim for Kabbonis when Mashiach comes, b'meher b'yameinu? It must be that the Rabbanan's opinion is that not just only by paraduma are we not concerned about revia, but by all animals are we not concerned. So we have now explained that the machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan about buying a paraduma from a nochri is regarding revia. Says the Gemara, Atkan lepligi el b'chashasha. The concern is we don't know if the nochri did this or not, and therefore the question is, do we have to be concerned, says Rabbi Lezer, and therefore may not be buy this animal from the nochri, or may we not? Don't we need to be concerned? And therefore, says the Rabbanan, we may buy this animal from the Nachri. Aval hech devad rava, in a case where it was certainly sodomized, everybody will agree pasla. Shmamina. So from here we see that the para has the status of kachim mizbeach. When we speak about kabbadis, when we speak about animals that are kodesh, this kodesh kachim agof kachim mizbeach, that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, and there's Kotche Bedekabayis, which it's not used for the carbon, it's not used as a carbon, it's just owned by Hegdish, we use it for its value. As we said earlier in our shir, the Paradum is not put on the Mizbeach. So, but still, the fact that we're saying that if it was certainly sodomized, then the halacha is that it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. Shmamina, it can't be used for paraduma. Shmamina, isn't this a proof that even though the para is not used as an actual carbon, kachim mizbechi, it has the kedusha of kedushas mizbeach? Because if it only had the kedusha of kedushas bedekabayis, why would Revi apostle it? Answers the Gemara. The para, just the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, the para is like a new status. Yes, the para, as we just said, is not put on the Mizbeach. But since, says the Gemara, Shani para, the Chatas Kari Rechmana, since the Torah calls it a para aduma, calls it Chatas, so what does the Torah mean to do by calling it that, by giving it that status? That has the halacha of kachim mizbeach. And if an animal that was nirva cannot be used on the mizbeach, it cannot be used for the paraduma either. But Rashi points out that it's not completely considered like kachim mizbeach. The halacha is that if an animal was designated to be a carbon, you can't redeem that animal from that kedusha unless it develops a mum. Whereas para aduma, the halacha is that even if it doesn't develop a mum, but you find a nicer animal that can be used for the para aduma, the halacha is that you could do pigeon. So the Ritva asks, why? If the halacha is now teaching us that because the Torah calls the para aduma a chatos, it does have the status of kachim mizbeach, why doesn't it have the status of kachim mizbeach all the way? So Ritva says a chiddush. He says that it only attains that status when it's actually used in the para aduma process. But until it's actually used in the para aduma process, it doesn't get the name, it doesn't get the status of chatas. So if we're going to redeem it, then it never was used as a para aduma. And since it was never used as a para aduma, so it doesn't attain the status of kachim mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that the para aduma has this new status, elamata tifaso miyotze doifin. Yotze doifin is an animal that was born by cesarean, not naturally. The loch is an animal that was born that way, may not be used as a carbon. So Gemara's question is, a paraduma that wasn't born naturally should not be allowed to be used as a paraduma. Says the Gemara, v'chitei mochin, I mean, if indeed you'll say that that is the halacha, and a paraduma that wasn't born naturally may not be used as a paraduma, but ask the Gemara, Lama Tanya, the Braisa says, not like that. The Braisa says, Higdisha b'yoytze doifin, if an animal that was born by cesarean was designated as a paraduma psula, the chamold is possible. Rav Shimon machshir. And if you say, so you see that according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't have that halacha, that it has that status. Says the Gemara, maybe you'll say differently. We know that midaraisa, the Torah teaches us, ishikit says riya. The Torah tells us that if a woman has a baby, if she has a boy, then whether she's expressing them or not, she's tamei for the first 2 weeks, for the first week. And then, for the next 33 days, she's tohor no matter what. This is all medaraisa. These are not halachas that we follow bezman hazeh. By a girl, the Torah doubles everything. She's tamei no matter what. When a woman has a girl, she's tamei no matter what for the first 2 weeks. And for the next 66 days, she's tahor no matter what. Rav Shimon's opinion is that it doesn't make a difference how the baby was born. And even if the baby was born by yoytze doifin, by cesarean section, the halach is that she has that, she's considered like a regular baby. V'chitem Rav Shimon tamei, and that's why he holds that it could be used for paraduma. So he agrees that you cannot bring such an animal as a carbon. So now we're back to our question. If we're learning that the paraduma has the status of kachim mizbeach, so if it has the status of kachim mizbeach, then why is the halacha, according to Rav Shimon, that you could use an animal that was born as cesarean as a paraduma? Ella, says the Gemara, shani para, the para is different than all kachshei bedek abayis, hoil mum paisabai. The Torah says, in describing the paraduma, paraduma tamima, asha'ein by mum. Therefore, dva erva, if it was sodomized, or was used as an avodah zara, nami paisabai. It's also disqualified, the ksiv. Because the Torah, when it speaks about kabanos, says ki mishchasam bam behem mum bam lo yiratzu lechem. B'tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, kol makom shenema ashchasa. Whenever the Torah uses the word ashchasa, eina el dvar erva, it reflects that there was a dvar erva aveira done there or avodah zara. How do we know? Dvar erva diksiv ki hishchus kabosas darko yala aretz. Avodah zara diksiv pentashchisim lasisim lechem pasol. And ha paranami. So we see that whenever the Torah says a mum disqualifies, a mum doesn't only mean necessarily a physical blemish. A blemish of erva, a blemish of a zara is also a blemish. Therefore, hai paranami, And therefore, that's going to be the halacha by a. That's going to be the halacha a by the para aduma, but not the halacha, and therefore the rabbanim will agree that if we know for certain that it was nirva, it can't be used as the para aduma. The entire machlokes here, the entire discussion, is only in a situation where we don't know if it happened, where the rabbanim are concerned. The Rabbi Elazar is concerned that even though we don't know, it might have happened, it happened. And Rabbi Elazar is concerned, and the rabbanim are not.